Let's talk about where that title came from.
My perception of adventure filmmaking is that its stories are typically of winners or achievers, or they're really intense, or there's always, you know, this medal at the end of exertion and struggle. And Caitlin is a young woman who got into climbing and placed in the world championship for paraclimbing within 5 months. And she came in dead last for her division. But the point was that to Caitlin, it just mattered that she was going at all. It didn't matter where she placed. And so I thought it was a really cool opportunity to tell this story of a very unsuspecting athlete who maybe didn't get that gold medal. In fact, she didn't get any medal. She came in last, but that was a win in her book.
Are people with physical differences a demographic that's been kind of ignored in adventure film?
Well, I think in media in general, people with physical differences until recently have been very out of the picture. And having grown up in a day and age where we didn't have social media and all we had was magazines and TV shows, I never saw someone that looked like me in the media. It was a huge priority for me to incorporate more visibility of people with differences into the media. In terms of adventure film and how people with differences are showing up, I would say there has been leaps and bounds, it seems, in the last few years.
How are you cognizant of the message that you were crafting for your audience?
I think the message that we ultimately wanted to tell and the moral is that no matter where you are in life, if you have a physical difference or not, if there's something you want to do, it's never too late to try. So in many ways, this story isn't just about Caitlin having a physical difference in climbing. It's just that she went for something she always wanted to do. And regardless of placing last or first, it was a huge win in her book. So I think that was the takeaway that we were really trying to tell the most, and not necessarily the fact that she had one arm.